Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. I'm Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, a complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Daniel Nankin, Lunita Adler, Helen Friedman, Harab Binyamin Kahana, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We want to discuss this week something which we have to cover before the election, and that is the unbelievable, vicious, malicious, despicable, scandalous news media bias, which is so horrific. Joseph Goebbels, the Minister of Propaganda, Nazi Germany, would be proud of the way the media is conducting their campaign on behalf of Joe Biden. I mean, the most vicious, deliberate distortions and lies and twisting of the truth. And you know, we're not fans of Donald Trump. We supported Ted Cruz. We don't believe Trump is a real conservative or a real Republican. And we believe he's betrayed his principles. And we don't think he's an honest person in general. And he certainly has his share of scandals. But the media has covered up Joe Biden's scandals and his family's scandals, which are much worse than Donald Trump's scandals. And again, there's scandals on both sides, and we're not here as Trumpsters, you know, blindly defending Donald Trump, because he doesn't deserve to be blindly defended. He and his son-in-law Jared Kushner have done all types of dirty deals with Russia and with the Persian Gulf Arabs. There's a lot of dirt there. But the media has focused on that almost hysterically for the past 4 years. In fact, Donald Trump was impeached. A House majority voted to impeach Donald Trump because of the Russia and Ukraine investigations. So this is something that has hardly been ignored by the media. They've covered it extensively, even obsessively. But Joe Biden's scandals, which are much worse, have been completely and deliberately ignored by the media. Completely and deliberately ignored. And covered up by the media. And the media, not only that, says that it's a false narrative, and it's all lies, and Trump is just making this up, and the New York Post and Fox News are all making this up. They're not making this up. They're understating the degree of the incredible Joe Biden scandal with his son, Hunter. And so, this despicable, horrific, very dangerous media bias, where the media deliberately engages in mass brainwashing of the American public and usually succeeds. The majority of the American people are usually dumb enough to fall for what the media sells them, which is why I'm pessimistic about this election. I know you Trumpsters are certain that Trump is going to be reelected. You're convinced that he's going to win. I hope you're right. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think that's going to happen. I actually think that the media is succeeding in brainwashing the majority of the American people, and I think that Trump and I think that Biden is going to win this election because of that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you're right. And we're going to do everything we can on these programs to urge people to vote for Donald Trump, because we have to vote for Donald Trump, because Biden is much worse than Trump. But I'm pessimistic because I think most Americans are dumb enough to fall for this. I saw the American people twice, by large margins, elect Barack Hussein Obama president of the United States. So I saw how dumb the American people are, the majority of Americans. And the media has gone full blast. This is the worst bias I've ever seen. I'm going to be 64 years old soon in a few weeks. So I've seen quite a few political campaigns. I've been following political campaigns since I was a little boy. I have seen the worst bias you can imagine in campaign after campaign, but never like this. This is so vicious and so outrageous. It goes beyond all limits. It goes beyond all description. I just want to say something before we go into the Joe Biden scandals in China and in Ukraine. I just want to say something about the town halls that were held this week, which are an illustration of the media bias. And I think it's important, by the way, that the media be defeated in this election. I think a Trump victory would be a defeat for the media, a slap in the face of the media. And I think that's just another, it's not a big reason. The big reason that we should support Trump is because on the issue of Israel and on the issue of Iran, Biden is worse than Trump. And for that reason, we should be supporting Trump. But even though Trump is not good on either one of those issues either, but Biden is demonstrably worse on those issues. And so for that reason, we should be supporting Donald Trump for re-election. But having said that, defeating the media in this election would also be a positive thing. It's important that the media be defeated, and they've taken such an obvious stance here and have gone so overboard trying to defeat Trump that it would be nice to see them all humiliated and defeated on election day. We had two town halls this week, two opposite, you know, competing town halls at the same time. They were on the same hour. ABC was hosting a town hall with George Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden. And NBC was hosting a so-called town hall with Samantha Guthrie and Donald Trump. And they were both so-called town halls because they were both just further propaganda by the media to elect Joe Biden. That's all the media is interested in, doing everything they can to elect Joe Biden. And in these town halls, I mean, it was unbelievable. The town hall, for instance, from ABC, with that left-wing Democrat who started his career in politics working for Bill Clinton in the Bill Clinton White House, George Stephanopoulos. He and his whole family are left-wing Democrats. His sister is a left-wing activist, and he's a left-wing Democrat. And in every election, he does everything he can to elect left-wing Democrats and to defeat the Republicans. In every election, he's so obvious, his bias is so obvious, it's laughable that anybody actually thinks of him as a journalist. But anyway, George Stephanopoulos, that evil left-wing fraud, he was the host of the ABC event with Joe Biden, and he never even asked Joe Biden a question. There were bombshell revelations this week about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and payoffs and China. And, I mean, just bombshell revelations with facts. He never even asked Joe Biden any questions about it. The issue doesn't exist. They completely ignored it. Every question from George Stephanopoulos to Joe Biden was a softball question. Every question. He never asked Joe Biden, for instance, if Joe Biden uses drugs. If he uses drugs to enhance his memory, because he's obviously senile and I think he's experiencing the beginnings of dementia. And he was never asked that. And Donald Trump has appropriately said that Joe Biden should take a drug test and should reveal the results of the drug test to the public and should also release information about whatever drug history he has, whatever drugs he may be using, because the American people have a right to know, because if he's taking drugs to enhance his memory, that means that he has the beginnings of Alzheimer, the beginnings of other types of senility or dementia, and the public has a right to know. I mean, when you have a candidate for president like Joe Biden, who keeps saying that he's running for the Senate, who forgets that he's running for president, keeps saying he's running for the Senate, who mixes up every state he's in, every city he's in, doesn't know what time it is, doesn't know what day it is, doesn't know where he's going. When you have a candidate like Joe Biden who forgot the name of the president that he served under as vice president for 8 years, he forgot Barack Hussein Obama's name. He didn't know who he was serving under his president. He couldn't remember Obama's name. I mean, this is someone who certainly has the beginnings of a very serious, debilitating problem. And the media never even probes the issue. The same media that when John McCain was running for president against Barack Hussein Obama in 2008, what they did about him being elderly and him, you know, and I mean, they made it like he already was using a walker to get out of the nursing home to get to the debate. I mean, the media endlessly promoted the notion that he was too old and too sick and could never be president, could never do the job, and could never serve. Here you have Joe Biden, who, I mean, and I don't like John McCain. I think John McCain was an evil person, and I despise John McCain. Complete fraud, a complete establishment fraud, and a leftist posing as a Republican. But as much as I don't like John McCain, he did have a sharp mind to the end. To the very end, until he died, his mind was sharp. He wasn't senile. He wasn't losing his marbles. Whereas Joe Biden is not playing with a full deck. I mean, he's mentally in bad shape. Joe Biden had to read from notes during the debate. He couldn't do the debate on his own because he can't remember facts and information and screwed up the facts and information even when they were written down for him. So Joe Biden, the media will do everything to cover up for him. George Stephanopoulos asked him only softball questions, never asked him any meaningful questions, never asked him, I mean, George Stephanopoulos should have asked him very simply, how is it that your son, Hunter, made millions of dollars in deals with both Communist China and Ukraine when he has no business experience? All of a sudden, he got positions on the boards of a Ukrainian energy company and other. Where did he all of a sudden get all? He has no experience in any of these industries. He has no reason, no background in any of this. All of a sudden, he gets top-notch positions and starts earning millions of dollars and gets a billion-dollar deal from Communist China, $1 billion in funding from Communist China. Where the hell does all this come off? And this is the Hunter Biden, to show you how unqualified he is. This is the Hunter Biden who's a cocaine addict. He's a coke addict. He was dismissed from the military because he tested positive for cocaine. He should have gotten a dishonorable discharge. He didn't because of his powerful political connections. He should have gotten a dishonorable discharge and been put in the military prison for using cocaine while he was in the service. That's what would have happened to a normal soldier. Would have gotten a dishonorable discharge immediately if he tested positive for a drug, for a serious deadly drug like cocaine, addictive deadly drug like cocaine. Later, it's revealed that Hunter Biden was a cocaine addict, and they try to make him a hero for being a cocaine addict. But his history of cocaine addiction, and the fact that he couldn't even complete his military service, and the fact that he never completed anything or never did anything in life, and is a complete failure in life on a personal level, who turned to drugs and drug addiction to escape reality. And all of a sudden, this guy gets billion-dollar contracts from the communist Chinese, and in Ukraine starts, you know, multi-million-dollar deals and makes millions and starts making millions in profits with companies and businesses and deals and industries that he never had any dealing with or experience with or knowledge of or qualifications for. All of a sudden, all this is handed to him. Why do you think he got all of this? He got all this because his father was vice president of the United States under the corrupt Obama administration. His father was vice president, and the Ukraine was getting benefits from the United States because of Hunter Biden's connection and the Biden family's connection to Ukraine. The Ukraine was getting benefits from the American taxpayers and benefits that hurt American national interests because as essentially they were paying off the Bidens to get these benefits that were distorting American foreign policy and endangering American national security. I mean, this is treason. It doesn't get worse than that. And in Communist China, even more so, the Communist Chinese were getting deals that included enhanced technology that was essential for their military. And if anybody believes that it wasn't because, no, that Hunter Biden, a coke addict who couldn't even finish his military service, was a complete failure in life, all of a sudden handed these huge deals and put on boards of energy companies and all of a sudden sent to China. You mean if his father hadn't been the vice president and if his name had been Hunter Jones or Hunter Smith instead of Hunter Biden and he didn't have these connections, he would have been able to do this? Come on. Anyone who says that is a liar and a fraud. And now there are emails that back up the fact that the Bidens were the number to call and they were the ones who were involved with people who ended up going to prison. Biden's business associates and business partners, some of them have gone to prison for their illegal activities and their illegal dealings with foreign countries. And Biden remains untouched. Hunter Biden remains untouched. He and his father were both involved up to their necks with these dirty deals. And the media, which is so anxious to probe during Watergate against Richard Nixon, and so anxious to probe during Irangate and Contragate during the Reagan administration, and so anxious to probe when it comes to Donald Trump, this same media never asks questions, and not only that, mocks and ridicules anyone that even asks any questions about the Bidens and their scandalous history. If you ask any questions, they say, it's a false narrative, it's lies, they're promoting lies, it's not true, they're distorting. What, are you kidding me? None of it is distorted. The only thing that's distorted is the media narrative on everything involving this campaign, completely distorted. And George Stephanopoulos on ABC is asking all these softball questions to Joe Biden. Not a single difficult question. Not one tough question. All softball questions. And everyone in the audience, supposed to be a town hall where people sit, ordinary citizens ask questions. Everyone in the audience asked him softball questions and were obviously Biden supporters. Everyone in the audience there, in the ABC audience. So he never got a difficult question. And everything for him was softball. And everything for him was a staged commercial advertisement for his campaign. Instead of an impartial, journalistic, honest journalistic effort, it was a staged propaganda event for his campaign. That's ABC. And George Stephanopoulos and David Muir and all the other phony, and Jonathan Carl, and all these other phony pseudo-journalists who are propagandists for the left. On NBC, where you had Donald Trump with his town hall, you had a town hall for Donald Trump on NBC. It was a very different story. There, Samantha Guthrie, whatever her name is, May her name and memory be obliterated. May the name of the wicked rot. And that's true for all the media, all this media scum. May their names and memories be obliterated. May the name of the wicked rot, which is Torah Judaism's worst curse against evil, monstrous people. And the people in the media are evil, monstrous enemies of the Jewish people, of Israel, of everything decent and righteous. Anyway, Samantha Guthrie, who was the hostess of the Trump so-called town hall on NBC, from the minute it started, she was hysterically attacking him, interrupting him, debating with him, calling him a liar, in effect calling him a liar. Saying, that's not true. What you're saying isn't true. What is this? This is a journalist? This is an impartial journalist? Samantha Guthrie on NBC. Hysterically attacking Trump from point go, every question a hostile, hysterical question, an attack question, every question an attack question. And then the so-called audience people, again, completely biased. I mean, one guy getting up and saying, what do you say about the protections for the LGBTQ community? Oh, no, that might have been actually on the for Biden, that one. They had so many LGBTV, XYK, QZ people asking questions. This was like a convention. This was like a convention for airline stewards. There were so many so-called gay questioners. There was one woman who got up and she said she has an 8-year-old transgender child, a boy who became a girl, wants to be a girl, wants a transgender, wants this. I mean, this beast. That questioner was a beast. Anyone who takes an 8-year-old child and does that to an 8-year-old child, this is child abuse. Don't tell me the 8-year-old child decided, you know something? mommy, I want to be a transgender. No way. No way. Okay? Those ideas were put into their head by that sick, demented woman who calls herself the so-called mother of the 8-year-old, and who knows if they're adopted. I don't know where she got her children. She should not be allowed to have or to have custody of children. She's a criminal. She is a criminal. She should be put on trial for the worst type of child abuse. Anyway, she was one of the questioners on the show for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden, oh, he's agreeing. He almost started crying, agreeing with her. Oh, how wonderful it is. It's so wonderful that 8-year-old kids want to be transgenders, he was in effect saying. And he was talking about how proud he is of how his son protected the LGBT XYZ QRXT XYZ NYP. Ridiculous, you know, went on and on and on. Community, the reason they have so many letters in their community, the reason it's LGBTQXXYZ LMNOP, the reason they have so many letters is because they have so many types of sick, demented people. They want to make sure that every category of demented people is considered normal now. They want to make sure they get in every category of demented people and make them normal now. Every perverted group has to be included to make them normal. The only people who are not normal, according to them, are the people who really are normal. A normal heterosexual family of a husband and a wife and a family and an intelligent, normal, decent family with decent raising, decent children. That's the one thing that you're not allowed to be anymore. In other words, everything's upside down. Everything is the opposite of what the truth should be. Everything's upside down and the opposite. Woe unto those that call good darkness light and light darkness, good evil and evil good. This is what the prophets warned would come in the end days when the Jews return to Israel and be the end days before the final days. The prophet said that it was going to be like this. It's turning out exactly like this. And so you had hysterical questioners attacking Trump at the NBC event, while every questioner at the ABC event was specially chosen to give the most loving questions to Joe Biden. What a farce. Now, those are the town halls. And the debates are the same story. And I mean, everything is the same story. Now, I'm not going to go into I don't want to go into too much detail about the debates right now, because I'd rather cover a little bit more about the scandals. Because there is a paper trail of emails and other things, and documents and other things in the China scandal that I think would lead to an indictment if the shoe was on the other foot, if it was a Republican. I think they'd be indicted with the most serious charges. And yet we have this story here where you shouldn't even be allowed to arouse suspicion. Arouse suspicion is not even permitted. There's not even a suspicion. There's no doubt that it's a completely false narrative, the media keeps saying. When anyone says that the cocaine addict Hunter Biden, a complete failure in life, who suddenly starts earning millions of dollars with foreign governments in industries and businesses and companies that he has no experience with, that he had no idea, he doesn't know the beginning, he doesn't know from A to Z in any of these companies. He doesn't know what the practices or needs or desires of the companies or the foreign leaders are. He doesn't know them from Adam. And all of a sudden, this complete flop in life, the cocaine addict, comes in and starts earning this huge amount of money just when his father happens to be vice president of the United States. What an amazing coincidence. And the media says, this isn't even suspicious. This shouldn't even be explored. It should be completely ignored. And how dare Trump even bring it up? Trump again is bringing up lies. They call it lies when Trump mentions this, or when Fox News or the New York Post or the Wall Street Journal mention this. It's called lies. As I said, And I know people will take offense. They could take offense. They could, who cares whether they take offense or not. The media is following the propaganda standards of Goebbels in Nazi Germany, of Stalin and Pravda in Soviet Russia. Not one thing they tell us is true. Everything is a lie. Everything is distorted. Everything is fraudulent. And everything is twisted and upside down and the opposite. And so, where do we stand now? Well, I know that you Trumpsters out there that are watching this video are sure that Donald Trump is going to win re-election. Everybody I know, first of all, everybody I know is supporting Trump because I don't associate with leftists. So all the people I know are all certain Trump is going to win. They're all supporters of Trump, and they're all certain Trump is going to win. Now, I'm supporting Trump for re-election for the reasons that I've stated many times, because I think Biden is much worse than him. I'm supporting Trump, and I'm saying we should vote for Trump. But having said that, I am pessimistic about the election. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope all of you out there that are saying he's going to get reelected are right. But I think the media, unfortunately, I think the media is succeeding in brainwashing the majority of the American people. That's what concerns me. The American people have proven over and over again, the majority of the American people have proven over and over again that they are stupid. Twice I saw them elect Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Osama, a Muslim, Jew hater, white hater, America hater, as president of the United States. Twice they elected him by comfortable margins. In 2008 and 2012, they elected Barack Hussein Osama as president because the media created this situation. Oh, it's so exciting. The first time we're electing and we're making history. It's wonderful. It's exciting. But exciting. It was insanity. I saw how the majority of the American people fell for that. And I've seen the American people over and over again fall for these things. So I'm not optimistic about all of this, frankly. But I hope I'm wrong, and we got to do everything we can to make me wrong. We got to do everything we can to make me wrong on Election Day, because if Trump loses, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. Right away, they're going to start with the Iran nuclear deal again. And hundreds of billions of dollars for the Iranian Nazi terrorist dictators to start building nuclear bombs. And right away, we're going to start getting all the other policies, all the other very damaging policies. A lot of Trump's policies are damaging, too. A lot of his policies are very bad. You know, the agreements he's making between Israel and these Arab countries in the Persian Gulf are very bad for Israel. And he's getting Israel to enforce settlement freezes and other terrible things. And there's a lot of things he's doing to Israel that are very, very bad. But having said that, again, the alternative is even worse, believe it or not. And so on November 3rd, we've got to make sure that Donald Trump is reelected. That means that everybody watching has to be sure to vote. You have to be sure that your friends and family and associates and everybody you know get out and vote, and vote for Trump. And you don't have to be a Trump supporter. We don't like Trump, and yet we're voting for him because we don't have a choice. We just don't have a choice. The other side is so bad, we have to support him. So you don't have to be a Trumpster or a Trump fanatic, but you have to realize the danger that exists with the other side winning. And so we've got to go out and convince people. And we've got to do everything we can to try to turn this around as best we can before November 3rd. Again, I think we have an uphill fight. I think the odds are against us, and I think that Trump, I think the odds are against Trump getting reelected. I don't think he's going to win. But we got to do everything we can. We got to do everything we can to try to get him reelected because of the tremendous threat here that we have. This evil news media. And I want my fellow Jews to understand this evil news media and all the self-hating Jews in the news media. All of them hate Israel and hate the Jews. and they would gladly like to see Israel be destroyed and go under. They'd gladly like to see the Arab Muslim Nazis that surround Israel overrun Israel and destroy the Jews and carry out another Holocaust against the Jews, which is the Arab Muslim goal. That's the goal of the Arab Muslims in the Middle East. The countries that surround Israel would like to destroy Israel and would like to push them into the sea and exterminate them. That's their goal. And the news media in this country would love to see that. Would love to see that. Everything they say, everything they tell us about moderate Arab, there are no moderate Arabs. These are all lies. The Arabs will never accept the existence of a tiny Jewish state in the middle of the Muslim world. Never. They won't accept the existence of the United States or of any non-Muslim country outside of the Muslim world. Israel is a tiny Jewish state smack in the middle, right in the middle of the Muslim world. A tiny Jewish state that, because she survived, because she won all these wars in 6 days and these miraculous victories, she humiliated them. Little Israel humiliated the Muslim world by surviving and by winning these wars so spectacularly. So the Muslim world will never accept that. They will never accept the existence of a tiny Jewish state in the middle of the Muslim world. Never accept it. They will always dream of the day when they can destroy Israel. And they'll wait for the day when Israel is weak enough to attack Israel again. That's what the ultimate objective of all of these deals and agreements really are. Really is. That's what the ultimate objective really is. And of course, temporarily, they do want to use Israel against Iran. There is some of that. But make no mistake about it. The end goal, as far as Israel is concerned, is to eliminate Israel. Eliminate the Jewish state. And that the media will never tell us. And that our self-hating Jewish leaders will never tell us. Netanyahu will never tell us that, because he's a liar and a fraud as well. So, we're in a bad situation no matter who wins on November 3rd. But it's even worse if Biden wins. That's the truth. That's the real basic truth in a nutshell. We in JTF are reaching the people of Israel because we have this tremendous challenge coming after the election. Pressure on Israel to commit suicide, to create a so-called Palestinian state, which would be suicide. There is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, but it would be suicide. All of these tremendous dangers to Israel are coming very fast. And we've got to get the people of Israel ready to resist and to fight against this and to oppose any of these suicidal deals. And nobody's telling the truth to the people of Israel about this. Nobody. And so we're running ads for 7 of our Hebrew videos. We have Hebrew videos. We're advertising the 7 Hebrew videos. And thousands of Israelis every week are seeing these videos. Tens of thousands every month. Hundreds of thousands every year. It adds up to hundreds of thousands every year in a nation of over 6 million Jews. So we're reaching a segment of the Israeli population with our message. It's a brief message. Is it enough to change a lifetime of brainwashing that they've undergone because nobody else tells them the truth? It's a tough uphill battle. It's a tough uphill battle, but somebody has to tell the truth. Somebody has to pave the way, pave the road. For the time when eventually the Jews will wake up and will realize how wrong all of this was. Somebody's got to pave the way, and that will come. That day will come. The Jews will wake up eventually. The prophets in the Bible and Hashem, God, promises us that that will happen. That will happen. But we've got to pave the way. We've got to pave the way now during this time of darkness that comes before the final redemption. Someone has to be out there. There has to be some voice of truth out there. And JTF is it right now. And so that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do. Obviously, our message, as you can see, is not based on what's popular. Obviously, we say things that are very unpopular on this program that sometimes offend everybody from all sides. Sometimes that's what the truth does when everybody lives in a fantasy world. When the whole world is walking around in a fantasy world, which is what we have in our generation. But again, there has to be one voice of truth that speaks the truth and brings the truth, especially to the Jews of Israel. And that's what we're doing with our Hebrew videos. That's what JTF stands for. And that's what JTF is doing. So, here we are, and we're going to continue this fight, and we're going to continue to work to wake people up as best we can, as much as we can, and bring it to as many people, bring the messages to as many people as we can, so that we'll be able to possibly, eventually, ignite a light somewhere in the darkness, so that people will finally see what reality actually is demanding of us. If we fight together as a team, we can make a difference, and we can change history eventually. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.